Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. God bless you. And it is Monday, August 15th, 2022. A new week, a new day, a new Monday. And the days are rolling past real fast. Children are going back to school and also college students. So God keep them safe as they endeavor back into the classrooms and the colleges and the dorms. God bless them. Keep them safe. Amen. My topic for today is with God, coming from Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 9, from the NIV Version Bible. It reads, "They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands would get too weak for the work, and it will not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands." Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 9. When you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do for the Lord, the enemy will create opposition through others to make you feel inadequate. His goal, to get you to quit. And he thinks the best way to do that is to make you feel discouraged and alone. When others told Nehemiah that he and his fellow workers were too weak to finish the temple, he prayed to God for unshakable strength that wouldn't wither when others tried to dissuade him, and he got it. Is there something in your own life that others may be opposing? If this something has been put on your heart by God, the good news is you have a Heavenly Father who's bigger than the opposition. When you look to the Lord, ask him to come through, he will. And he'll then go further than you ever imagined. When others say you can't do it, reach out and ask God in. He'll reveal what you can do through him. That is my word of encouragement for today, Monday, August 15, 2022. Lord, I ask you to fight any opposition that comes against me and to others today. Remind me and others that we can do anything with your strength and ability within us. Take our fear, turn it to courage. I'm ready to show them what you have planned. Amen. Amen. Have a good Monday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. But this is a beginning of a new week. And if you have unsettling grudges or things that has not been settled, you need to take the time out and make amends and to take time to get those things settled. You never want to go away with a grudging heart or a misguided heart. So tell someone you love them and tell them about how good God's love is. Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful week again. God bless you. Carry the word with you and tell someone about the goodness of God. Amen. I'll be back with another word of encouragement on Wednesday. God bless you and stay safe. Amen.